God describes his own people as being like a burning stick snatched from the fire. Think of it. That's how he describes the greatest spiritual leader in the land, Joshua. This is an appropriate way to describe a born-again, spirit-filled, I read my Bible every day kind of a Christian.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, and I think you made a few of us curious. What do you mean that we're burning sticks?
Every Christian is a burning stick, Steve, and I get that from the end of the book of Jude. And there's this fascinating phrase where Jude says that we are to save others by snatching them out of the fire. And the picture there is literally of a stick being pulled out of the fire. Mm-hmm. And in the mercy of God, that really is the position of every Christian. I was under the wrath and the condemnation of God. I was dead in my trespasses and sins. I was on a path that would have led to an eternal ruin. And God in his mercy has snatched me out of that burning stick. Now, yeah. Once you take that picture, it has all kinds of fascinating implications. There's some damage that's been done to me.
Sure.
And in this life, we're never whole until we're in the presence of Christ. But we are no longer under condemnation. We are no longer for the fire. We've been snatched from it by the grace and the mercy of God.
Well, that is good news indeed. And as Pastor Colin just said, there is more to it than just that. So let's dig in. We're in Jude. We're looking at verse 22. As we continue the message, reach out to others.
Jude now comes to give us some advice about the how of ministry. Now, the Bible is a wonderfully practical book. People talk about being practical. If you read the Bible with open eyes, you will see how practical it is. How are we to go about this work of ministry? What are we to seek in reaching out to others? Let me give you four areas of exercise for this fifth workout. Number one, we're to reach out to others in compassion. Notice how Jude puts it. Be merciful. Be merciful to those who doubt. Now, those who doubt, of course, would include those whose faith has been undermined and those whose faith has not yet been fully formed. People who have a general sort of faith in God but have not really grasped the uniqueness and glory and saving work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there would have been many people in the churches in Jude's day who were rather like this. Remember that earlier in the letter, he has told us about false teachers, verse 4, who denied the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, caused all kinds of confusion in the church. Now, Jude says there are many folks within the sweep of a gathered congregation who are very unsure, even when we sing a statement like, I believe in God the Father, I believe in the Holy Bible. And there are many within the gathered congregation who may have struggles with some of these affirmations of faith. Now, how are you to reach out and help such a person? Now, Jude's stating it very clearly. You be merciful. You be merciful. You be patient. You stand with to help and to encourage and to support, to show and to demonstrate. You see, there's a big difference between the person who struggles to believe and the person who refuses to believe. If you can't see the difference between these two things, you'll never be effective in ministry. There's a big difference between the child, to go to that family analogy, who struggles to do what is right, and the child who refuses to do what is right. It's a wonderful thing, by the way, that God can tell the difference. Now, some of us are just natural confronters. And we need to hear this. Your ministry will be more effective, your parenting will be more effective, if you can learn to be merciful to those who doubt. I have to tell you to speak a private word, as much as you can do that in public, but I'm talking about an in-house word here. I do sometimes wince when I hear reported things that have been said from one to another member of this congregation. A lady is bereaved. And 6 months into it, she says to her friend that she's still struggling, and she gets told, you should be over it by now. Ooh. The person comes from another background, another kind of church where the Bible was very, very little taught, and they come with almost no knowledge about this, yet they regard themselves as a Christian, and they have a hunger to seek more. Which church did you come from? Well, you won't learn much there. Ooh. See, sometimes our flippant social remarks reveal who we are. I say this especially to those of us who are younger, because this is an area in which we need to grow. Learn that compassion is at the heart of ministry. That mercy will take your words far further than judgment. We have wonderful opportunities to help those who doubt. But the only way to do it is to do it mercifully, to remember that some struggle with particular frailties and will do so all their lives. And please, 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 don't expect other people to learn in 1 week what God took 20 years to teach you. I need to remind myself of that all the time. It's compassion. You see how that's going to help ministry? Here's the second thing, humility. Notice what Jude says. Snatch others from the fire and save them. Snatch others from the fire and save them. Now, Jude is using here one of the most powerful pictures in the whole of the Bible, and he's taking it from two statements in the Old Testament that you just need briefly to know about. The first is in Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. In that book, the prophecy of Zechariah, Zechariah was given a vision of Joshua, the high priest at the time, and in his vision, Joshua was standing before God, and Satan was accusing him because he was wearing filthy garments. That was the picture that was seen in the vision. And in Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, we read these words. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now you see how that's the background to what Jude says here. The God says about Joshua the high priest that he's a burning stick snatched from the fire. You have the same statement in Amos chapter 4 and verse 11, where again, this is very significant, God is speaking to his own people. And he says to his own people, just as he said through Zechariah to the high priest, the leader of his people, you were like a burning stick snatched from the fire. Now, once you can understand this picture that underlies Jude's statement in the New Testament, you will be greatly helped in this whole area of humility. You're like a burning stick. And I want you to see that God's not saying that about the outsiders. He's saying that about the high priest. He's saying that about every believer. He's saying that about you. It's one of those powerful pictures in the Bible. We need to get hold of it. It will help us in this whole area of humility. You see, sin has damaged us all. And when God uses the picture of a burning stick, a stick that has been pulled out of a fire, he by that picture teaches us that sin has done deeper damage than simply staining our lives. You see, most of us, I think, have grasped pretty well that sin is like a stain. And we're used to going to the dry cleaners and we get the stain out. I had a bad stain in the shirt and it's just about gone. That's easy. But you need to understand that sin has done some deeper damage than stain you so that you need to be forgiven. It has corrupted, the Bible teaches, the very nature of a man and a woman. It has done damage to the very nature of who we are. It's like a fire that burns. It consumes. The Bible makes it clear that we are sinners because we sin. Why am I a sinner? Well, I've committed sins. But the Bible also makes it clear that we sin because we are sinners. Why did I sin? because there's a nature that gives rise to that kind of behavior. And that's the fundamental problem. Behind your wrong actions, behind your wrong thoughts, is a nature that has been damaged, has been burned, as it were, in a fire, the fire of sin. So the greatest problem is not, in fact, your behavior or your bad habit. It is the nature that gives rise to that. Sin goes deeper than a stain on your clothes. It goes deeper than graffiti on the wall that you just have to paint over or cover. Sin is like burning in the wood. Now, God describes his own people as being like a burning stick snatched from the fire. Think of it. That's how he describes the greatest spiritual leader in the land, Joshua, in the time of Zechariah. This is an appropriate way to describe a born-again, spirit-filled, I read my Bible every day kind of a Christian. You see what I'm saying? And God says, you're a burning stick. You're a burning stick. My priests are burning stick. My people Israel are burning stick. And you've been pulled from the fire. So I've had this great idea for a t-shirt. We had a sign last week, but I've gone one better this week. I think it's a t-shirt. I want to produce a t-shirt that says, I am a burning stick. I am a burned stick. Now, you could wear that t-shirt. It's what the Bible says about you. That's not the most flattering thing that the Bible says about you. It's not the only thing that the Bible says about you, but the Bible does say this about you. You are a burned stick. You are a charred piece of wood. You have been snatched from the fire so that you are not burning now, but there will always be in this life a charred side to you. I actually find that very helpful. There will always be in this life a charred side to you. One day you will be completely free from all the effects of sin in this world. But that will only happen when Jesus Christ comes again. And until that day, what we will be has not yet been made known. That's what John says. Until then, there will always be a charred side to you. So how did you get burned? A thousand ways. You got burned by your own sins. You got burned by the sins of others. The Bible talks about the tongue being like a fire. A lot of people have been burned by the tongue of another person. A lot of us have done some burning with our own tongues. It's a charred side to every one of us. And if you can start believing what the Bible says, you'll have more compassion towards other people, and you'll have more humility with regards to yourself. Compassion. Humility. If I walk around through life thinking I'm some kind of super saint, I'll have a very different kind of ministry from if I understand I'm a piece of burned wood that God snatched out the fire. You see the difference? There's always a charred side to me and to you until that day when we are brought into glory and his work is made perfect in us.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Reach Out to Others. Now, we need to pause here, but we'll get back to the message in just a moment. If you ever miss a broadcast in our series, come and listen online at openthebible.org. Well, I know we've got a lot of podcast listeners out there, and so we're excited to let you know about a new podcast. It is a companion to Pastor Colin's book called Hike Through the Bible.
Yeah, and each week I'll read a chapter from the book, and then I get to discuss it with some friends. So if you join us on the podcast in 50 weeks, we'll cover 50 chapters of the Bible together, and in a year, you'll have hiked through the entire Bible story. Now, if you think hiking sounds like hard work, don't worry. I promise you, this hike will be an easy, gentle pace, and it's not too late for you to get started. So join me. You can subscribe to the Hike Through the Bible podcast for free wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find more information at openthebible.org/hike. That's openthebible.org/hike.
We do hope that you will check out that podcast and that you'll subscribe, not just on the audio podcast, but also the YouTube channel as well. Let's get back to the message. Again, here's Pastor Colin.
Compassion, humility. Number three, gratitude. Gratitude. You see, ministry flows out of a sense of what God has done for you. God's mercy has saved you from complete destruction. You would have burned, except that he pulled you out, your only charred. You were like a burning stick, but God has snatched you from the fire, and if he had not done this, sin would have destroyed you completely. If it were not for the mercy of God in your life, you would have smoldered away in your anger, in your lust, and in your lies, until eventually these things would completely destroy you. By the way, that gives us an insight into the nature of hell. What is hell? Hell is to be abandoned by God in your sin and experience the full power of its destruction. You see, you put a piece of wood in the fire. You see, the fire's in the wood. You leave it there long enough, the fire is in the wood as well as the wood in the fire. What is hell? It is to be abandoned by God, to experience the full power of the destructiveness of your own sin. And God saved me from that. Sin thing that has corrupted the nature of every person born into the world, he's delivered me. He's taken me out. Where would your anger have taken you if it was not for the mercy of God in your life? Where would your lies, your deceptions take you if it was not for the mercy of God in your life? So if the front of our t-shirt says, I am a burned stick, and I need to know that to keep me humble, the backside of my t-shirt is going to say, but I have been snatched from the fire. Do you think that's the most marvelous thing in all the world? Gratitude for God's mercy that saved me from the destruction I would bring upon myself. And here's something else that fires, I think, our gratitude. God can use a burn stick. That is fantastic. That was a description of Joshua, the high priest. He's a stick pulled from the fire, and he's the high priest. God can use a burned stick. You talk sometimes about the damage that has been done in your life, about things that seem unrecoverable now. God can use a burned stick. We have the most glorious illustration of this all around us. Because as most of you know, this sanctuary was devastated by fire in 1982, December of 1982. And some of you who were here at the time have vivid memories of coming into the sanctuary that preceded this one, and you took out pieces of furniture, charred. You took out music that was charred around the edges, I remember someone describing so vividly to me. And if you look at the beams that support this building in which we're sitting, these ones at the center and these at the side, on both sides, are charred beams that survived the fire. They had to be sandblasted, but they support this beautiful, beautiful sanctuary. The ones down the side, the ones at the back, you can feel them afterwards. They're smooth because they're new. God can use a charred piece of wood. He can use you. Despite whatever the damage that has come into your life, when his grace comes to you, God can use you. And it may be that if the charring has been deep within your life over many years, you are probably just the kind of person who God can use supremely, because you will have compassion, and you will have humility, and you will have gratitude, because you will know the mercy of God that has taken you like a stick out of the fire. And so Jude says, your ministry can be this. You can snatch others from the fire and save them. That takes me to the last thing, just very briefly here. Ministry takes courage. It's important to state this and to be honest about it. Those who've been burned know what the fire can do, and they have a passion to teach others, to reach out to others in the flames. But it does take courage to do that. Snatch others from the fire and save them. If you're going to try and snatch someone from the fire, you're going to experience some burning at some point yourself. You can't do ministry without being burned. If you want to reach out to people in great need, there will be a cost. We'll talk next week about some things you need to do to protect yourself, and that's important. But I want to stay with this point just now. There is no such thing as a pain-free ministry. No victory without a struggle, no crown without a cross. Think what it cost for Jesus Christ to save us. He went into the fire. He bore our sin, he bore its consequences. He was abandoned by God and experienced the full destructive force of your sin. That is what happened on the cross. And this Jesus has scars in his hands. It's what it took to rescue you. And he comes and he says to you, now I've rescued you, taken you like a stick out of the fire. I want you to take up your cross now and follow me. Take up whatever will be the pain and the cost of ministry for you in this fallen world, and bear that pain as part of service. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. Reach out to others and do it with compassion. Do it with humility. Do it with gratitude. And do it with courage.
Well, this is Pastor Colin, and I wonder, who is the person who you need to be treating with mercy today? And who is the person that you can reach out? Perhaps they are like that burning stick, and God would use you as a means of his grace into the life of another person. Choose to be merciful today. You know, there's someone who doesn't deserve your mercy. That's the point about mercy. We never deserve it. Show to someone kindness that is not deserved today. Who is that person? Ask God for the grace to show mercy. And where you see someone who's headed on the wrong path, with grace and with humility, ask God to use you today that you may be a means of grace in their lives. Steve, it's a wonderful thing to be able to engage in ministry towards other people and to do it in a spirit that reflects the kindness, the grace, the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It absolutely is, Colin. You know, really a good challenge for all of us today. We really have to have that heart of Christ. We're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And today's message is part of a larger series, Keeping Yourself in Spiritual Shape, 7 Workouts for a Healthy Christian Life. You know, there's a ton of material out there to help you get your body in shape, but this series is giving us advice for keeping your soul in shape. Each spiritual workout is drawn directly from the book of Jude, and as we put these workouts into practice, our spiritual muscles are going to grow. If you want a copy of today's message or the series, Keeping Yourself in Spiritual Shape, call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365, or come to our website, openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Fly Through the Bible is a short, simple, and shareable book that you can use with a friend, a neighbor, or a loved one who needs to know Jesus. It's also freely available online. Fly Through the Bible will introduce you to five people in the Old Testament, five events in the life of Jesus, and five gifts God gives to every believer. You could ask a friend to read Fly Through the Bible with you. The book has 15 chapters. You could read a chapter and meet together over coffee and discuss the questions. Fly Through the Bible is designed to help you open the Bible with others. It will give you a better grasp of the Bible story, and most of all, it will help you to grow in your love for Jesus Christ. For more information, visit openthebible.org/fly. That's openthebible.org/fly.